AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There is word from his family. Television producer Norman Lear has died. He was 101.
Wide Away Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Lear rose to fame creating the 70s sitcom All in the Family.
You are a meathead.
Norman Lear introduced social and political issues to TV comedies. The main character in All in the Family was bigoted Archie Bunker, played by Carol O'Connor. O'Connor said in 2000 he and Lear had disagreements over how to play Archie Bunker.
But that's why we're having him do those things, just for laughs. I don't want any part of this. We have to frame it properly so that it's hot.
Norman Lear also created sitcoms including Maude, The Jeffersons, Good Times, and One Day at a Time. The family says he died in his sleep surrounded by family at his home in Los Angeles. Time magazine named Taylor Swift its Person of the Year, a week after Spotify announced she was the most played artist on the streaming platform. Speaking last month on tour, Taylor Swift said,
I've always had fun doing this. I can't believe music is my career. That's crazy to me. Like, I've always loved it.
Swift was picked by Time from a group of 9 finalists that included Barbie, King Charles, and OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman. Israel's widening air and ground offensive in southern Gaza has displaced tens of thousands more Palestinians. The UN says 1.87 million people, more than 80% of Gaza's population, have been driven from their homes since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. The Justice Department says it's filed war crimes charges against 4 members of the Russian military, accused of abducting and torturing an American during the invasion of Ukraine. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutelle, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is opening higher following the latest signals that pressure on inflation may be easing. The S&P 500 was up 0.4% early Wednesday. The benchmark index is near its highest level in almost 2 years. The Dow rose 89 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.6%. Campbell's Soup and Toll Brothers jumped after reporting stronger profits for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Treasury yields relaxed a bit after reports suggested a cool down in hiring and a pickup in business productivity. Those reports amped up hopes that the Federal Reserve is in fact done raising interest rates in its fight against inflation. The Fed's next meeting on interest rates is coming up next week. The central bank is widely expected to leave its main interest rate alone at the highest level in more than 2 decades. Seth Soutelle, New York.
McDonald's says it expects to open nearly 10,000 restaurants over the next 4 years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.